Please play your part. Welcome to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, New York. This is the Haitian cultural program, Lile Litan, and I'm Carlene Murphy, your co-host.
Nous dit tout le monde qui a écouté nous après-midi à bonsoir. Moi-même, c'est Azuke Grégory Sano. Jeudi, je suis bien content avec nous parce que nous avons pile parole qui va parler sur la situation, la vie économique, politique, pays d'Haïti.
Yes, and we know this week the main issue going on in Haiti right now is the upcoming election that's supposed to take place in January next year. We have the anniversary of the earthquake, also January 12th, and 2015 is the anniversary date of the 100 years of history between Haiti and the United States, the Haitian, the U.S. occupation of Haiti. 100 years later is coming up, this coming here. So the country has been in some sort of unstable in a sense, because so many issues, so many different groups are interested in running for office and to replace Martelly. And one of the groups right now is being supported, is supporting Guy Philippe, a former group leader. Mm-hmm. Yeah, was against Aristide, and now he's preparing himself as a possible replacement of Martelly, President Martelly. And so this year, also this week, the ambassador, the U.S. ambassador, met with four opposition groups. And it seems like, from what I've seen reported, is that those people feel legitimized by the presence of the ambassador. It's just like they feel that they have been taken seriously because now they have met with the spokesperson of the embassy, because right now they can go ahead and present themselves as a political opponent of the government. And other issues related to that, that woman, I've heard that there was demonstrations against her meeting with those people. There are certain groups that were not present, in addition to, you know, it's just an issue of so many people want to be elected in Haiti. So many different groups want to be represented. It's difficult not to have this conflict going on.
Yeah, but it's easy. They want to be president because they make easy money.
They think, you know, being president is a chance to be visible, is a chance to show off that now you are the one who is communicating with the international community. You are the one. But what they don't realize, this is not a position for jokers. You know, they mean business. When you stand up here, you can impress your neighbors. You can impress your countrymen, probably those who don't know any better. But when it comes to impressing the international community, do you have what it takes? You know, it's just like a show. Oh, I'm the man, I replace the man, I'm this. But do you have what it takes? Because right now, myself, I believe that it's not that I'm supporting the government in power, but I believe after the earthquake, the international community wanted to work with someone that they feel comfortable with. And at this moment, President Martelly and his administration, Lamothe, and the groups that practically maintaining the country right now is the one that the international community didn't feel that uncomfortable to work with. And so we see airport being built, we see road being built, we see houses. Is that the perfect thing to do? Is that done completely? But at least some kind of progress was made.
I don't know about that.
You didn't see the roads built in Haiti? You didn't see the airports that being built in Carpathian? You didn't see those things? Those things were probably down from the pipeline already in place to be built. Okay? But they did go ahead with that. Now, what I'm concerned about is after a coup d'etat or after an election where someone came in thinking that he's going to do what Martelly did, and then to find out that the international community turned its back on them, how they plan to deal with that.
But the problem with the international community you're talking about, what the international community been doing down there?
Well, I don't say that they're perfect, because they have wasted a lot of money. A lot of people who didn't who shouldn't have been in Haiti went to Haiti, have their expenses paid, and when money could have been saved in certain location, in certain direction, in certain areas, have been wasted. That money been wasted. So I don't say that they've done perfect things, but I believe that this administration at least had given the international community a place to work with. The idea of Haitians or a government was stealing their money, that didn't go through the Haitian community. It went to the international community managing the money. So they can't put the blame on the government. So that gives it some credibility. It's not that they give it the money and they wasted it like previous government have done. So if you have someone or a group that's working, why removing it and put people in place just because it's your friend, is because you want to impress your girlfriend or your neighbors who don't know more than you do, but you want to be in power? You know, and I'm afraid that wall, that structure that kept Haiti the way it is, the candidates that are coming up, they don't have what it takes to bring that down. They don't have it. It's just going to be a repeat action.
I don't know who's going to come. I don't know who's going to be the next president. I don't know.
I just don't want to have someone comes into office and then to have the same, you know, wambling that's going on, that's been going on, and then the other time, oh, the insecurity, we can invest here. Oh, there are so many things here, so many. We can't do it anymore. And then they pull away, and then those guys start the bloodshed again and again. It is because it happens all the time. And so we have, that's one of the things that practically dominated the news update in Haiti, because they have so many conflict between groups, demonstrations, you know, people taking the street, demonstrating against the power in office. So this is what's going on right now in Haiti. But in addition to that, we have the weather, the bad, you know, a lot of people.
It's been like that for centuries.
Yeah, it is. You know? And also this week when we went to Massachusetts to attend the film Potomitan.
Yeah,
By Elena. Elena Evans is one of our collaborators, who's been here many times with her son, Ian Evans, who's been involved in Haiti with the music, combat music.
And soccer,
hot football. And they've been very involved with Haiti for a long time, as I can remember. They've been involved even before the earthquake. Because after the earthquake, I remember they were involved in collecting donations for Haiti and to help Haiti. And then not only that, now they are practically member of the Haitian family because the granddaughter was born in Haiti. Married to a Haitian woman. And how they've been very supportive of that family. So I'm very pleased with all the things that Elena and her family have been able to achieve,
and John,
to support Haiti. Now, that was, even though it wasn't as successful, I could say, with the lot of people that we were expecting, but to me, the film Potomitan expressed the need to educate the women in Haiti. And we have Fonko Zé before in the early years that been very involved in promoting women economically, to have them sell things or to loan them money and all that, to educate them on money management and so on. But this film, Potomitan, that Elena has selected for that fundraising night, it addresses the structural need that exists in Haiti and how women have been the Potomitan, the center post of it all.
The backbones of the
economy, because they are the one who have to find a way to send the kids to school, to feed the kids, to take them to the doctors. And even if they can't sell, they can't work, they can't find jobs, but they are out there selling something to raise the money for the family. And, you know, the hope that the women, with their education, by educating the girls, even if the women have already been going through, you know, the hardship of life, but at least there is hope, because the upcoming generation is very young. And so educating the kids, you always said that you had to take the kids, focus on educating the children, and then they will be the one to make the changes that are needed in our society. But before we go any further, let's play Kai Mama in honor of the women who support and raise girls in Haiti against all odds.
La gen pou yo pase chak pala yo va repon prezan zot yo di la vi a se yon boul kap roule si ou soufri tèt vire ti ga ou antre nan ou sa ki monte pi ou yo va pran pi gwoso Nan silans, mizik la te komanse. Nan silans, mizik la va fini. Vanvante ou pa kon, kote l soti ni prale. Pi ga ou fe ou non mou, kite l pote ou ale. Mem si ou fe ou tan plis, ou pa gen di pabliye. Tout se passe na passe.
Listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, New York. Haitian cultural program, Li Le Li Tan. This is the time. This is the hour. It's time now for change. You are listening to To Uta. To Uta means what in English? To Uta in Creole is To Uta. sooner or later. Sooner or later. And we had Kassav earlier with Kai Mama. Well, to uta, sooner or later, change has to take place. And this program, so this it seems like, as the show titled, Lile Lita, it's time, it's the hour.
Yeah.
To uta, sooner or later. Well, sooner or later, change has to take place. It could be now. Because one of the issues, followers of this station or of this program on WGXC, listeners, some of them, particularly when I say some of them, maybe not all of them, are familiar with the with my story. As a parent, as a mother, who also my son was killed by a police officer in 2001 in Boston, Massachusetts, at this bus station in Marapen Square. Now, 14th of July, 2001, when that happened, I was devastated.
Mm.
Now, what happened is, when I found out that he was shot, I got the medical record to find out what happened that night, on that Saturday afternoon. Then I found out that he was shot in the back, and when the reason that I said that, because there was proof. The medical doctor was on duty at the emergency at Boston Medical Center that night is a well-known, well-educated doctor from Tufts University. He was also the chief medical doctor at the other hospitals, well-known hospitals in Boston. Now, my boy was not dead when he was brought to the hospital. Now, the doctor, the transcription revealed that that boy was shot in the back, and the entry wound was placed over on his right buttocks, as documented. Now, after his death, the medical examiner, after I had reported his license and requested his license be removed by the Massachusetts Board of Licensure, he clearly indicated in the letter to the licensing board that the police went to his office and demand that he have hand over the pictures of the autopsy. And the police also requested that he place the bullet wound over the abdomen to support their position that they shot my son in self-defense because my son was pointing a knife. Well, I wonder if they still don't have a video on the train station in Marapen to show what happened that night. The stores in the area where my son went to get something to drink from that pizza shop didn't have a security camera to show what happened. And when I contacted the police department on that Sunday night, when I received the call, he said to me, well, let's the grand jury. The case is going to the grand jury. That same grand jury that we all saw and heard this week did not indict those police officers who chokehold a man to death in New York City. Now, that happened since 2001. Now we are in 2014. And in 2004, a journalist from Boston Globe called me and told me that the federal government had reopened my son's case for investigation. But the Urban League in Boston requested that the federal government investigate not only my son's case, that was in 2004, but also all 20 young men who were shot by police in 2001. Now, we don't hear those voices. We don't hear people talking about those 20 young men who were killed in Boston. We only hear the voices of the people recently killed. But before these people were killed, there were thousands and thousands whom the grand jury have decided not to indict the police to kill them. And I'm thankful that a lot of people are having, you know, their voices heard on behalf of those who killed. But I want to remind them, you know, Brown and all the other, the 12-year-old and all the other kids and then young men who died in the hands of police are not the only one. Rene Jr. Romaine is one of them. Their voices also represent the voice for Rene Jr. Romaine. He was only 19 when he was killed. And the grand jury did not indict the police who killed him. And the other 20s, the grand jury did not indict those people we have here today. And they will not indict the police again if someone else is killed tomorrow. And as it's shown, they will kill again and again. The only difference this time, somebody had their camera on. And it was rolling on, and it was showing what happened. It's not a request against his order. It wasn't resisting arrest because the guy didn't have a gun. Why the police felt that it was in danger, that he has to kill the guy. He didn't kill with the weapon, but he killed with his bare hands, with his arm. So these are the kind of things that makes me wonder, how can you support democracy in other countries when you are denying democracy and justice to another race right in your own backyard? The hypocrisy of it all. That's what makes a lot of people in this country feel unstable, unsafe, and they will remain unsafe until this question is addressed. And so
the question is addressed.
Well, what is the result
of
that?
Solution.
The solution, the reform. You have a group of people, you know, determining the faith of someone who had taken your loved one away from you, and you don't know who that person is. The same way they denied my son justice, and then have the police demand that the medical examiner place the bullet entry wound into my son's abdomen to justify their request to support their claim that they skill in self-defense. That's a lie. And to this day, I've not received the copy of the autopsy report. It's still denying me that. The clothes that he had on, his personal items are still in the hands of the Boston Police Department. They haven't given that to me. And then the beat goes on. The killing goes on. And then we are sending young men to other people's countries to bring them democracy, to bring them justice. Come on. Who are we kidding? You know? Anyways, here it is. I give thanks to all of these people who are working out there, who are making their voices heard for the voiceless, because my son is voiceless now in the crematory. He's voiceless. But these people who are out there carrying on, the grand jury has to stop indicting, not giving justice to those, because they said that, oh, you dead, that's it. All dead, all the dead ones are guilty because there is no one to tell. But now, with the camera in hand, a lot of people are getting justice. And even though they have it documented, it's being denied. You know? So the pain, especially during the holiday season, when so many people are having the pain of not having their loved ones with them to share the joy of the holidays. And to have this going on, you know, it's just like rubbing salt to injury, adding salt to the injury, you know?
It's tough.
It's tough because when you have family members going on and then not being able, that man would have been 23 years old this year. This is a young man that will never have grandchildren, will never give me the joy of seeing him smile, seeing him succeed in life. Even as I'm getting older, will be able to bring me a cup of tea, you know, because he's not there anymore. And then, you know, it's just painful. It is painful. It is painful. I'm walking wounded. I'm a walking wounded because of that day, that fateful day when the police officer decided to take my son's life. He took my son's life. And it took so many other people's lives because the grand jury will always be there to protect his rights, but deny my son's civil rights. And so this is the situation. And I give thanks to all of those people who find it in their bones and their heart to go out there and demand justice. But I want to remind you all, those recent cases are not the only one out there. Demand justice for all, not just those who just died, but those who have been buried and forgotten. The cases that sitting in the file of the federal government that's not yet open, or just sit there and wait for justice. This is what it is. And so don't let everything that happened and the police stays with the police. Everything that happened, if it's not right, it's not my country, wrong or right. It's my country. It's my country, and my country has to be right.
Okay, let's listen to Karimi.
Sak fèt nan Karimi, rit nan Karimi. Yeah. Sak fèt nan polis, rit nan polis. That's what it is.
Hey, Simindola? Le diable de Milola. Oh, Simindola. Sak komit nan sekunte nan Karimi lòt jou, semble kote pan plus pezi ke pan.
De kwen te lesire, ou pa wal pa pale, ou fit nan mouz lire, wal rakonte bene. Dis-moi qui est tension, qui source motivation. C'est même pas affection, mais faut que vous faites attention. Baby, tu en 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 pas de ou t'es pis de choisi, entre amis tout est permis, baby.
Tu en baby,
tu en baby, tu en baby, chaque fois parler de ça.
Tu en baby, tu en baby,
tu en baby, tu en baby,
tu en baby, tu en baby, tu en baby,
tu en baby, tu en baby, tu
en baby, tu en baby, tu en baby, tu en baby, tu en baby, tu en baby, tu en baby, tu en baby, tu en baby, tu en baby, backstage, every show, reality status, and it's time to go. What we do behind closed doors and nobody's business. Put your hands in the air,
mind your business.
Keep your hands in the air, tell
mind
them,
mind your business.
All the haters in the club, tell
mind
them,
mind your business. Like we've got no guy in me.
You love it when I'm around. Adore the way I treat you. Smile for me. Always in the videos. Park my status till it's time to go. What we doing, we're alone. It's nobody's business. Put your hands in the air. You mind your business. Hands in the air. Tell them mind your business. Haters in the club. Tell them mind your business.
Hello. Yeah, babe. Yeah, studio.
Huh?
I'll be done. 2 minutes. Yeah, promise. That's it.
Oh,
besoin de ou pas qu'à m'en être ça, ou faire dans condition ça, ou déjà content, ou pas besoin de ça, fait le caribou, fait le caribou, si blogique, fait le caribou, fait le caribou, si tcha-tcha, fait le caribou.
Yes, sak fèt nan karimi, rete nan karimi. Sak fèt nan polis, rete nan polis. That's the historical events coming up next.
Yeah, this is what we have for December 7, 1492. Columbus land in Mosquito Bay, Haiti. December 8, 1949, the Bicentennial of Port-au-Prince is founding, is celebrated. A World Fair, the Exposition International de Bicentenaire de Port-au-Prince is held. December 9, 1492, La Española, Haiti is the new name, appear for the first time in Columbus log books. December 9,
La Española Haiti's new name appeared for the first time in Columbus. Oh, 1492.
Yes.
And more recently, in 1883, Elie Lescaut was born in Saint Louis du Nord, the President Elie Lescaut. 1883. And in 1930, December 10th, 1930, Fieta, the first apostolic nuncio, diplomatic representative of the Roman Catholic Church, to Haiti arrives in Port-au-Prince. And so we have in 87, on December 10, General Namfi set January 17, 1988 as the new election date. Now we have an election coming. The CNG elects a new provisional electoral council, Conseil Electoral Provisoire. So we're still going around and around, you know, as in every January, we're still going through the same thing. You know, when will that
that's
end?
That's what I told you. It's a pattern.
Yeah,
the it's a pattern. The thing happened in Haiti for the same thing, and the same thing happened every 4 years, every five. It's the same thing.
We have the same thing. We have to break the chain.
We have to break the cycle.
Break the cycle. How do you break the cycle? When you have people fighting for supremacy, when you have people constantly talking about themselves and how they are in power, they are so impressed, want to impress others with their power because they know that it's through power that they can achieve their goal in being rich, as you always said. The separation of politics, of socio-economic education is not visible.
They don't use the power down there to spread
to do good for
the community, you know.
The social aspect of the politics in Haiti is not yet separated and visible. People mix everything together.
I don't think what they're doing in Haiti is politic.
Well,
because politic is a science.
Well, they're not scientists.
But because what they're doing down there is killing people, is stealing money. It's really, you know, it's crazy thing. For me, it's not politics.
Well, politics. But, you know, overall, it's simply that the world itself, as I said, is under the influence of evil. And when you talk about the influence of evil, it's not you go there and you see the evil in people. You say, well, this person is evil. It's simply the whole influence, the whole things. Everywhere you turn, there is someone somewhere who's going through some pain, some loss, hunger, you know. And that's what you said in your video on the global warming. You know, we have so much sickness in the world. Why do we need war anymore? We have so much hunger. We don't need war anymore. You have so much pain going on everywhere you turn. People are in pain. People are walking wounded. You know, you don't go to war. You never been to war, but you feel that you are wounded emotionally, spiritually, you know, economically, physically. You know, when they said the world is wounded, there is a hole in Gilboa, and it is. There is a hole there. Someone, somewhere, you know, is not together. And I'm one of them because of the pain that, you know, that's been inflicted in me, on me. And I was sorry to mention that there was a guy who's, for the first time this year, he lost his daughter who hung herself. You know, when I talked to him, he said that, you know, I'm reporting in. And I forgot to even, you know, I forgot him because I'm not used to having him going through the pain of losing a child. But this one was the loss through mental illness. Something affected that girl to her soul that she has to decide to take her own life. This is the world we're living in. This is the world that we are preserving, as you say, for the love of the child. Mm-hmm. You know, but something has to, where does it end? You know, when? Because it's painful. Now, we have a T-Vice on with his group song, Innocent. The Innocent. Let's see what T-Vice has to say.
Je suis innocent. Dans tout pays m'a joué. Le pauvre avant, musicien pas sérieux. Le condamné, sans moi pas jamais jugé. Moi si mini, ma bord toute vérité. Chaque fois moi voyage, téléphoné en ses priorités. Moi pas de mal penser. Tout si distance t'a fait m'blier, c'est jour que m'a planté. Baby, tout n'est pas côté. Non, 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 non. Oh, fais confiance en moi.
Ah, je suis innocent. Oh, ah, je suis innocent.
Si bien examiné, quoi pour être déjà moins froid. Bien longtemps m'a subi de mauvaises impressions. Y'a pas tout mauvais nom. Pour cacher réputation. Bien ça cherche violence. Vous faites du confiance. Moi dis trop fait silence. Persévérance. A patience. Wow. Après moi la délivrance.
Ah, je suis innocent. Oh, ah, je suis innocent.
On fait comme si quel lendemain, pas pour des mots, après nous faire un temps. J'ai dit pas quoi non moins. Oh, oh, oh. Et qu'on parle. Thank you.
m'explike yo. Chanke m'adore yo. Mwen 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 pa mouba. Tout sa mwen se kou.
Oui. N'attendez WGX 90.7 FM écran New York programme culturel haïtien li temps. Oh oui, nous connaît en pile peine dans société a, en pile monde prend choc, en pile monde, en pile maman, en pile papa, en pile ses frères, en pile zami crié pour balle qui j'étais zami, qui j'étais famille et mais nous troublé, nous crié, nous jeté de l'eau mais nous connaît un jour ça a branché et vous un gros coup de chapeau pour Elena Mosley avec Greg Mosley c'est qui Greg Mosley et de nice people de on the United the organization d'opération Unite, you know, always do like the good thing with the kids, you know, keep the kids on track, arts, dance, music. Elena, you're doing a really good job. You're a very strong woman. Yes. What happened now in Haiti? Now there's a problem down there. They start cut people's hair. That there's a movement in Haiti now. They don't want dreads
in Haiti.
No, they start to cut people's dread, but there's a.
What's the reason they give?
They don't have any reason.
They don't have any reason
because when I remember when. I first have locks in Haiti. The IRS one of my friend is a drummer. They cut his hair because he used to be new for the Haitian police, long dread, blah blah blah.
So why they hunt on dreads?
No, this is the problem we have in Haiti. Every time we have a possibility to take care of the real problems, they turn around to something else.
Yeah. To distract.
Yes.
It's a distraction.
Now it's dread. They're looking for dread.
In the early days, in the 60s, it was Afro.
Yeah. Haiti doesn't have dread problems. We have school problem. We have
hunger.
We have
disease.
We don't have problem with dread. Dread always
cool,
nice.
Peace and love.
It's crazy. But well, it was really big. A lot of dread take the street in Haiti this week, man. It was, I think there's more dread in Haiti than everywhere in the world.
Really?
Oh my goodness.
Well, then that's now they start shocked. Hunting. They start hunting them. Mm-hmm. Well, what are they saying? Don't go to Haiti now because if you are dread, you will be questioned. I doubt it, because if they do, you know, that will really be childish.
Yeah, I hope those people, those government, those police down there in Haiti, they grow up, you know.
No, while I was down there this summer, there was in the radio station I was listening to, it said, if a woman doesn't want to bring to her parents a man that she's dating who's happened to be dread, will the man agree to cut his dread in order to satisfy the woman, you know, to meet the woman's criteria. And you and I remember a man who did that. You know, Jean-Marie did that. The Marie trim his dread when he first came.
Jean-Marie never be a dread. Jean-Marie tried to just do something very, very fashionable, like style things. But for me, I'm never going to cut my hair for nobody.
For a woman in particular?
Who cares?
Oh, okay.
Because I cannot live without hair.
Now let's change it to Grandbois. This is a Grandbois. This is a Bookman experience. Let's listen to Bookman experience that with this Racine, the sound of
this band. Mm-hmm. Most of the musicians in this band, the dread.
Let's listen to this. WGXE Haitian Cultural Program Lilelitan is approaching the end of our show this afternoon, but that's not the end of it all. We give thanks for having you with us this afternoon, and we hope that you can join us again next week, the same time, here at WGXE 90.7 FM, Accra, New York, 4 o'clock to 5 p.m. every Sunday. It's Haitian Cultural Afternoon with you. In this cold weather, we're going to take you to the warm climate and spirit.
Om dit tout moun ki tap tande nou, lè arrive, m pralé, mari paquet, m pralé, m kite nou a Bookman Experience, nawe l'autre dimanche.